Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video. I'm Chris. Let's get right to the price. Although today is the halving day. Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second. But the price right now is $64,432. You can see we came all the way down. We touched this bottom like around $59,600. And it's the same bottom we hit on April 17th. It's the same bottom we hit on March 5th. You can see it's that level right there. You see those three wicks touching it? But yes, but then we bounced all the way up here to above 65. Now we're hanging around 64. Looks pretty good. I mean, hopefully we can come back, maybe test this 64 as support and then continue up. Or we might come down a little more. We could come down, as we've been talking about, to 58K or 52K. Wouldn't be the end of the world. All right, but today is the halving. Yeah, this is a once in every 120,000 blocks event, which ends up being about 4 years. The last one was in May of 2020, and today's is going to happen at 6:50 p.m. where I am, Mountain Time. And you can see there's only 41 blocks remaining. And this is a cool site here, Bitcoin Halving Club. Yeah, it's bitcoinhalving.club, and it's a cool countdown, and they also play music. You can unmute the music or mute it, but it's pretty cool. And by the way, Bitcoin has closed over $60,000 for 50 consecutive days. This, quote, pullback has been extremely bullish. Just look at the chart. Yeah, you look at the chart, you zoom out a little. These are the two peaks from the last cycle. And look where we are now. And we're just like consolidating here. That's all we're doing. This is totally normal. So yeah, zoom out. When in doubt, zoom out. And today, Bitcoin's issuance rate drops below that of gold. Historic. Happy halving day. Yeah, and then he has an interesting... he cut half the head off. But yeah, so today, you know, the halving is when the miner's reward for mining a block gets cut in half from 6.25 to 3.125. But this is separate. This is because it's dropping to 3.125 every 10 minutes. Now the issuance rate of new Bitcoin drops below gold. So yeah, it's pretty cool. And yeah, these are old school Bitcoiners. Look, live look at Bitcoin miners today. Yeah. Look, here's the thing. In general, the Bitcoin halving is not anything special, and nothing really changes. Meaning, it is special. Don't get me wrong. It is special. What I meant to say was nothing really changes like that day. It's not like the halving happens, and then the next block, the price starts running crazy. That doesn't happen. It could. So anyway, this is... but miners, think about it. They're going to be doing the same amount of work to mine blocks, but they're only going to get half the reward. So it's a big, for miners, it's a big deal. It's like a business. It's a big deal for their business because they have to calculate that and make sure they could stay in business, right? Because they're only going to be making half as much. Think about your job if you have a job. What if they cut your salary in half tomorrow? Said, yeah, we're only going to pay you half. Could you live? Well, some miners, the answer is no, they can't live. So they have to shut down. But they prepare beforehand, right? They start even before, long before the halving, they start maybe selling some of their Bitcoin to stock up and, you know, all that. So, yeah. And here is, yeah, these are some people who, at block 840,000, they go, woohoo! And then the next block, they just get back to work. Some people do that. Some people go to parties, though. This is pretty cool. Historical Bitcoin performance, 1 year and 1 month post-halving. So yeah, what does Bitcoin do after the halving? Well, this top part here is 1 year after the halving. So in 2012, a year later, the price had gone up 8,800%. In 2016, a year after the halving, price had gone up 285%. In 2020, a year after the halving, the price had gone up 548%. Yeah. Like to see gold do that, Peter Schiff. Yes, I'm calling you out. And here's 1 month after the halving. And this is very telling. We're going to talk about this for a second. In 2012, it was only up 9% after a month after the halving. 2016, it was down 10%. And in 2020, it was only up 6%. So this is what I'm saying. Usually, after the halving, the price doesn't just go up. It takes usually takes many months, usually 6 months or 4 or 5, 6 months to really start hitting the upward trend, you know, to get to that sort of parabolic phase of the bull run. So, yeah, anyway, I thought that was very interesting. And here's Humble Bitcoiner saying, a friend of mine just texted me, the Bitcoins are going to get cut in half, so the value is going to drop very hard. This is your daily reminder that you are still early. Yes, it seems like very few people know how Bitcoin works. Yeah, so, and this doesn't happen. The Bitcoins don't get cut in half. Nothing happens to the Bitcoin. There's still a cap of 21 million coins ever. That never changes. Whatever coins you have, nothing changes. It's just the reward every 10 minutes becomes less. Yeah, and this is a great video. I'm not going to play this. You have to go watch this. You have to go to Carla's account on Noster or even on Twitter. I think she posted it on Twitter. This is an amazing video. And the post says, Bitcoin is money controlled by no one and available to everyone. Happy halving day. And yeah, it's about a 2-minute video and it's a take off of Lord of the Rings. It's phenomenal. This is one of the best videos about Bitcoin I've ever seen, because it not only drops the wisdom, but it does the whole Lord of the Rings theme so well. This is really great. The link is below. Definitely check it out. And I'll try to put the Twitter link too, because this one's on Nostrudel, so it's on Noster. I don't know if you can see it if you don't have a Noster account, but I'll put the Twitter link as well. And so I want to know from you in the comments, what is your Bitcoin price prediction for the 2028 halving? Because we know today the price is going to be somewhere around $64,000, probably. I mean, in the next 4 hours, 5, 6 hours, it might change a little, but I want to know from you, what's your prediction? Don't forget, in 2012, the price at the halving was $10, approximately. In 2016, the price at the halving was $650. In 2020, the price at the halving was $8,800. And in 2024, like I said, it's going to be, let's say, $64,000. A lot of people want it to be $69,000 for obvious reasons, frankly. But 2028, what is it? And here's what I want you to look at. The price here, in 2012, it was 2 digits. 2016, 3 digits. 2020, 4 digits. 2024, 5 digits. 2028, 6 digits. 2032, 7 digits, right? Isn't that interesting? I thought that was interesting. And here's the entire Bitcoin halving schedule, if you are interested, right? So this is the halving schedule from the start all the way to the end. And you can see here, 2012, it went down to 25 Bitcoin, 2016 to 12.5 Bitcoin, 2020 to 6.25 Bitcoin. And today it's going to go to 3.125, but it continues approximately every 4 years until the year 2136. And in 2140, it's going to go to zero. So there's going to be no more reward. And yeah, but that's a long time from now. I don't think we're going to be alive then. It's possible. It's possible. But this is the schedule. So you're still super early. Let that sink in. Look where you are on this chart. You're right here, 2024. You're right here. Hello, you're really early. You're still really early. I love that. And here's from Bitcoin Krista. This is fascinating to me. She, you know what she did here? She listed all of her life accomplishments and notable experiences in the last epoch. So the fourth epoch of Bitcoin ends today, right? So it went from May of 2020 to today, which is April 19th, 2024. We call that the fourth epoch, and we're about to enter the fifth epoch. So for the fourth epoch from 2020 to 2024, she sort of like used it to almost reflect on her life and list her accomplishments and stuff. I don't know. I thought that was an interesting way to reflect on your life. So the question for you, what have you done in the last 4 years in the fourth Bitcoin epoch? reflect on your life. It's always always interesting and helpful too. Now, so for some fiat nonsense, the U.S. interest payments are now over $1 trillion per year. They're paying for that with more debt and more money printing. What could go wrong? Yeah, this is just ridiculousness. This is the debt. Who are we paying back? Whoever we're paying $1 trillion a year, whoever we borrowed money from, so stupid. They just made money up out of thin air and we're borrowing it from who? And we have to pay interest to who? What a scam. And also this, again, proving that people don't understand Bitcoin. Bloomberg posted, JP Morgan and Deutsche says the once every 4 years Bitcoin software update called the halving is pretty much priced in. Okay, it's not a software update. Again, we're so early. People, even Bloomberg, journalists who are supposed to research this stuff before they post it, before they publish it, they're supposed to be the professionals. They don't even understand what Bitcoin is. Think about that. That's insane. And here, the wife walks up to her husband and asks, "Do I look fat in this dress?" The husband says, "Before I say anything, you got to promise, no matter what I say, you won't get mad." Wife says, "Okay, I promise." And then the husband says, "I converted all our savings to Bitcoin." you know, maybe the wife would high-five the husband, right? Come on, let's go. This is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Click this link on the top here. Join our locals community. This is where we hang out and chat. And don't forget, today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're doing the Bitcoin panel live stream. I was hoping the actual Bitcoin halving would happen, but we're going to be probably 4 or 5 hours earlier. But anyway, it's going to be a great stream, the Bitcoin panel live stream with a bunch of awesome guests. Definitely check it out. And I appreciate you watching. Happy halving day. Celebrate it. This is awesome. So I appreciate it if you would subscribe to the channel and follow the channel and like the video and all that. I really appreciate that. And thank you, everyone, for all your feedback and encouragement. I really do appreciate it. So happy halving day. And I'll see you in the Bitcoin panel in a few hours. And then after that, I'll see you next Monday with another Bitcoin news video. All right.